Hey, Shelby.
Loving and Love. Oh, hi, Rhiannon. I was singing Loving and Love still. Sorry.
Loving and a Loving
Loving when I'm going down. Yep.
See, we don't need no
Yes.
theme music. We don't need no
Fuck
theme
theme music.
music.
I'm not no
Psh.
seeking theme music.
We got Love in the Elevator. Okay, so this is
Oh.
super late-y's, super long podcasting, where
We're feeling like podcasty tonight.
instead of having one really long podcast, we decided to
We
talk about Legion and a completely separate podcast.
had like one major guest, and now we feel like we're like official podcasters that people want to hear us talk about everything now.
Oh, don't worry, people. We will slack off very soon. And you'll be like 2 months and you'll be like, there hasn't been any new super lateys. Like, those girls were so charismatic AF. And
And then they just got lazy
they had
AF.
really deep thoughts. Yeah. And now they're lazy AF. Yeah. But
But we did manage to watch probably the best show. How am I gonna let's see.
it's the best show on
The most
on
surprise.
cable television.
There you go.
Best show.
There you go.
It's the best show.
It's the best. Yeah, I don't.
We
It's.
watched a really good
I
show, and it's based on comic books. So it kind of fits with the theme of this podcast, because
It
we are
does.
really late to discovering Legion. Ha! Look at
Very
me
late.
being all coordinated and shit.
Very. Legion is. And we talked about it a little bit on the podcast with Peaches, how much we love Legion. It was one of those shows where when it was announced, you had okay, well I'll remember that. I'm going to remember to watch that. I'll give it a chance. And then the marketing campaign for this show started and I was like, "Oh my God, if this show does not get on the fucking air, this is driving me insane because every ad was Legion during the Super Bowl or
Right?
Like any show you watched on FX, it was like Legion, Legion, Legion. I was like, if this show does not fucking live up to all this hype, I'm gonna burn my TV. And I really went into it not expecting a lot. Because I watched the trailer and I was like, I don't know if this is for me. I'm not the biggest X-Men fan.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about the X-Men. I haven't read a lot of X-Men stuff. My sister is the bigger X-Men. Fan. And I even watched the first episode and went, okay, well, that's enough to make me come back, but still not sold on it. I think it took episode two or maybe even three where I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm all the way the fuck in
Well, and my thing,
on
like
this
after
show.
the first episode, I was kind of like, this is cool, but
Yeah,
like where do they go
but
from
what?
here? Yeah, like that showed me like a nice intro. Here's our main character, but I don't really know anything about him, and yeah, but I was interested.
This was it was enough. Like, okay, all right, that was okay. Like I said, I can't remember if it's the end of episode two where I threw my hands up and I looked at my sister and said, I'm in. Yeah, this has got me. And each episode got better and better and better.
Did.
Oh.
It was really enjoyable. And that's. I kept waiting for it to get too complicated or
Yeah.
too simplified. And if you think, I've seen some
Yeah.
complaints that the season finale, and I mean, all right, I always put this warning in here, but full spoilers, full season spoilers.
Yeah.
That's why we broke it off from the last podcast about Defenders, because we would like some of y'all Daredevil fans to watch this. And
Yes, it's already coming back for season two, so
yeah,
there's
it's coming
that.
back
And
for
probably
season two. You can get
not until
attached,
2018 sometime, so
but
you got plenty of time. It's like what, eight episodes is all?
yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But you probably shouldn't listen until you've watched. So,
Yes,
anyways.
you need to watch it.
So like like the season finale, some people complained was a little too simplified or too dulce machinae, however you're supposed to pronounce that, but But I thought it wrapped up really well. I thought I like, you know, every character had a purpose.
Well, right, because they have to go into this not knowing if there's a season two. Yeah. So I thought it was a good, like, you know, you have to wrap it up. And yeah, I thought it was fine.
I enjoyed the complexity. I enjoyed, I felt like things were explained. I mean, a show like this could have had so many loose ends, and I binged it. I mean, I watched the first episode pretty soon after it aired, and then I sort of forgot, and then I binged the whole thing.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, it wasn't that I forgot. It was that it took a while for me to find out it was on Hulu. It's on Hulu, people.
Yes. And I just went ahead and bought it on Amazon because I loved it that much. After whatever episode where it was, I fell in love. I said, I got to own this. I got to have this to go back and rewatch. And also, I recommend going back and doing that because there are things that you don't, you know, that later on when you find out, you learn, going back and rewatching and knowing that is a totally different experience. Right. And also, listening through headphones is also cool because you can hear all the
good in stereo. And
yeah, you can hear all. Well, it's got a fucking killer soundtrack. There's that too, but you can hear all the whispering, all the in his head, that kind of stuff that maybe you can't hear on TV.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a totally, like, it immerses you. You know, like, you're just immersed in this whole experience. Visually, the story, the music, it's everything. They've created this world. So it's, yeah. I love being wrong about a show. I love being like going in and going, yeah, this is going to be okay, probably. This will be all right. And then going in and being like blown away, being like, oh, this is so good. And can we talk about my husband?
Yes. Okay, so. The star of the show is Dan Stevens, who evidently almost everybody already knows him from something else.
Yeah, I didn't know him from anything.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't watch Downton Abbey.
I didn't watch Downton Abbey, and I like fell in love with him as David. He's my David.
Yeah.
I didn't even care if he had done anything else, you know, and I had to find out, okay, he's British. That's cool. All my husbands are British, pretty much.
Right.
Because Andrew Lincoln, my first husband, is British.
That's true.
So, yeah. And then you find out he's Beast and like Beauty and the Beast. What?
Have you seen Downton Abbey? Have you seen Beauty and the Beast yet?
No.
Okay. Neither have I.
No. No, but see, I'm going to date myself a little bit here. When Beauty and the Beast came out, the cartoon, I was sort of past that point too. So I've never seen Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon.
I was young enough to have seen the original Beauty and the Beast, but not to have watched it over and over and over. Like, my friends that are a few years younger, they like really know all the songs and really know all the characters and all of that. And I'm more of a Little Mermaid generation.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. When they do, when Lin-Manuel gets that live action Little Mermaid going, I'll be all over that shit.
Yeah. I think like, Brittany was really into Beauty and the Beast, and she's younger than me. Like 10 years younger than me, 12 years younger than me. So that's around that age, I think, is your Beauty and the Beast, like, hardcore fan. So, no, I haven't seen anything. I'm telling you, anything he's in.
But I have heard, so one of my friends, I mean, it's just, I just want to go because she was just like, Dan Stevens and that growl. And now I just have to know what the growl is. Like,
I wish we could go see it together. Why are we so far apart?
I don't know.
Fuck. We could go see, but he does have a movie coming out this Friday.
Oh, that's right. The Ticket.
The Ticket comes out this Friday where he plays the blind guy. guy who gets his sight back. Holy shit. Okay. And you're the one who pointed out that little baby Matt Murdock is in this movie.
Did you look it up? Is it definitely the same kid?
Yes. Yes.
Little, yeah. Oh, so it's a little baby Matt Murdock with Dan Stevens.
Yes, little baby Matt Murdock. I did. Yeah, because he's got a night. It's like, anyway, but yeah, it's him. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll have to let you guys all know, which all of y'all should like watch it. If you don't want to watch Legion right now, or if you've watched Legion and you need your Dan Stevens fix, it comes out digitally and in theaters Friday, April the 7th.
Yes.
Boom.
Boom. The ticket in theaters Friday. Boom.
And digitally. Because it's not in my theater. So.
And I need to, our buddy Tim recommended that we watch The Guest.
Yes.
That he is in. And he hinted that there is a scene where he wears a towel very well.
Oh, oh boy.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Wearing a towel.
So pretty. He's so pretty. I watched a little snippet of an interview with him, and he seems so nice and so funny. On the Today Show, I think. And the interviewer was trying to ask him a question, and she kept getting like tripped up and giggling because she said, "I can't do anything but stare at your eyes. Like, just look into your eyes. Right. You have like the prettiest eyes." They are. They're magical.
His eyes are pretty magical. Which is what I remember, like, from Downton Abbey. I remember really liking his character.
I need to watch Down.
Like, it's not, to me, it was always kind of a weak character, and I don't mean that as far as, like,
yeah.
It's not, I don't know.
His fault, it's just a,
he's always sort of an outsider, and he sort of grows, and, like, now that it's been pointed out to me that he is, what's his face from Downton Abbey? Like, when I watched Legion, I was like, "Oh, you totally are that kid!" Like, absolutely.
Oh God, wasn't it the best?
Do you know the story of what Downton Abbey is actually about?
No.
Okay, so it's about like a British family, you know, their nobility in 1912, I think. Mm-hmm. And the very first episode is about them getting news of the Titanic sinking.
Oh, okay.
And it's this patriarchal system where the Downton Abbey is the name of, like, the house and the grounds and the estate. The estate, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that estate employs all the servants and employs all these people, and it passes to the next male heir. And mm-hmm. they have three daughters, but no sons. And the next male heir was on the Titanic. So, okay. They have to dig up who the next, you know, third cousin or whatever is that technically inherits this whole estate and has to be the leader. And there's all the words. I can't get all the nobility words. I actively, like, tried not to remember this shit as I learned it growing up. Because my grandmother's family is very patriarchal, English, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when they they dig up this like third cousin that's supposed to take over the estate, and that's who Dan Stevens' character is.
Oh,
and he's like, you know, been living somewhere else, and they just like come up to him and they're like, "You're the heir to the estate. You must come and learn all about it." And he's like, "What the fuck? I have a life." But it's interesting.
So is he on it like for the whole run of the show?
I can't like tell whole... you that.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, he's not just in the first episode fucking the head butler. Like,
okay. I'm not trying to call it. Sorry. swallowing. What did he say? Swallowing.
Swallow.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what is the line? Because
swallowing.
That...
Oh God, it was a great line.
Yeah. About swallowing.
I don't remember something about swallowing.
Oh God, what okay, was so it?
Yeah.
But anyways, it's. Yeah. Like, it's more than just, like, he has a real role in it. And I might go back and rewatch some of it just to see him after I've watched The Ticket and the Guest and Beauty and the Beast and Legion one more time.
Right. Because it was so great that his mental, like, self was British. Like, his...
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was so cute.
Wasn't that the best? Oh, my God. It was so good. And, so, what's the girl...
Do you feel like that was truly good, or do you feel like that was... I mean, because that also seemed like a little bit too big of a wink to the audience. Yeah,
I don't know. I loved it.
And I also wondered, like, I loved Pink Floyd in the season finale, but I also wondered, I was like, dude, I mean, like, any half-assed person in charge of sound... You're going to tell them I have this psychedelic show with a kind of 70s vibe. I need some background music. And they're going to be like, here, let me hand you Pink Floyd. Like.
There's some good stuff, though, on the soundtrack, though. It's like one of my like favorite happy places ever. And not just the Pink Floyd. There's some stuff I hadn't heard. And, you know, not just the Rolling Stones. And
okay.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's. Jane's Addiction is on the soundtrack, you know?
Yeah. Which that is...
You know, in the very first episode where he like flips the tape, flips the table and all the stuff. Yeah. And Radiohead's on the soundtrack. So.
It's awesome. Which does bring me to like my one little complaint.
Okay. What is that?
Or, you know, the email.
Yeah, I was going to go back. I have not gone back and watched that scene again.
Okay.
And I was going to ask my sister, did she hear, was that right? Did she hear the same thing I heard? You know.
I think they very clearly said email. So this whole series takes place. We're back to Legion, by the way. Definitely not talking about Downton Abbey anymore. it all takes place in this like 70s-esque, like I did a really good job the first few episodes of just being like, the time doesn't matter. Like, when this really doesn't matter.
In the first or... maybe even in the second episode. When, maybe it's still in the first. I'm trying to think. When his sister finally comes to visit him.
Yes.
Maybe that's still in the first. Okay. Yeah, my brother-in-law was like... made some comment. Because it is... at first, you're like, well, maybe she's just dressed really retro. The sister.
Yeah.
The sister to me was the only thing that sort of gave it away is it's set in a different time. And I just thought, I didn't really think much about it either. I'm like you, I thought it could be like at any time really. And it took my brother-in-law like calling out and my sister going, no, this is like set in the like maybe early 70s or even late 60s, whatever, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
in the next to last episode or something, his sister, isn't it? Is like,
yes.
Let me send an email.
Yeah, I that's what I heard, but maybe that's, I don't know.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, like, I could have sworn this whole thing took place in America. And then in the end, Oliver drives off with the steering wheel on the right side of the car.
Yeah,
but he's driving
too.
On the right side of the road. Like.
Yeah.
So he's driving in America in a European or in a British car?
Probably, because I love Oliver. Isn't Oliver the best?
Is that car in Oliver's head? Like, is Farouk...
who knows?
Did Farouk fuck with the car?
Who knows? Could be. Did Farouk just make a car appear? I mean, who...
Does Oliver have the same mental powers as David? Or something similar that got him into the...
Yeah, I'll... astral plane.
Yeah.
Oliver's the best, and Lenny's the best, and
Lenny's. I'm so glad that Lenny survived for season 2.
Oh God! Right. And Carrie. I love Carrie and Carrie.
Yes, they survived. Everybody kind of survived, didn't they?
Yes, and Sid. I love Sid. I love everybody. Yeah, the only person who didn't make it was, I forget his name. Didn't he not make it? The one they had to tote out of when they got out of the hospital.
Yeah, I don't think we ever really formally met him, but maybe we did. Maybe
Yeah,
he's just in
he
his
didn't
like
make it.
coma state or something.
Yeah, right. The drooler. Yeah.
Maybe he's on the
That
astral
was so
plane.
good. Oh my God, when they were in the hospital in his head. Oh God, so good. I can't wait to go back and rewatch it slowly. Yeah, so we love Legion. Everybody watch Legion.
And then tweet us
Do
about how
you?
much you
Yeah.
love Legion and how much you love Dan Stevens.
Oh, but you can't have him because he's my husband. I claimed him first, like kind of like Ward Meacham. It let the record like show that I claimed Ward Meacham before everybody else. I claim Ward Meacham as mine. He's my husband. I have so many like TV husbands.
Yes, you can have Word.
Oh, I love Ward. Oh, something else I was gonna say that went back. Oh, I just saw somebody said on my Instagram, going back to the Defenders. I'm sorry, people, like they're Legion people, they're listening to this. But going back to the Defenders for 1 second, somebody says that's Matt. Oh, Matt. That's God. What the fuck is her name? Jessica Scarf. Matt's got tied around his head.
Oh, I didn't
Yeah,
see
I
it
didn't
as
think
that.
about that. I don't know what the fuck it is. It kind of looks like a fucking towel. I have no idea.
That would be funny if it's
Wouldn't
Jessica's scarf. It doesn't look like
that be
that
the
to
coolest?
me, but that would be
It'd be
awesome.
great if it was like a pur it'd be great if it was like a purple scarf tied around his
Yeah, it does kind of look like a scarf.
head.
It's really big, whatever it is.
It's really big.
What if it's her
Honest to God,
scarf? Is she wearing a scarf in the beginning? When she turns to punch it out, she is not
when
wearing
she
a
goes to
scarf.
punch it, no, but that's the end of it. Why would she be?
But she's not wearing a scarf, so she could have taken her scarf off and Matt wrapped it around his head.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Is she wearing a scarf? I got you now. I got like, why would she? Yeah. He could have. I can't see the like the like end of it or anything. That would be so. Oh God, I hope it. Please let it be purple. Please let it be like a purple scarf. He's got wrapped around his head. That would make my life.
Maybe he likes it.
That would make my
Maybe
life.
he's like, Jessica, your scarf
It smells
smells good.
like
It's
Jessica.
all cashmere and shit. I never would have expected you to be a cashmere lady.
Yeah, so soft to my face. It's because it's got to be something soft for his precious face. Yeah, who knows? He might have picked somebody's like sweater up off like of like the back of a chair when they're I don't know.
All
Anyway,
right,
yeah,
so any other
okay. We
Legion thoughts?
have no
Back to
idea.
Legion.
Sorry, ADD. No, just watch it. Just watch the hell out of it. Watch it.
If you have
It's
other
it,
Dan
it is it
Stevens.
is serious. Yeah, Dan Stevens recommendations, but Legion is seriously like as far as superhero shows, comic book shows go, it's probably in my top two.
So, have
It's
you
probably
looked
right up.
into any
It's
of the
right up there with
comics?
Daredevil.
Do you think you're going to read any of the comics?
I if somebody could point me in the right direction, where to start
And that's where I
as
tried to
far as
look up,
that's.
because bad guy that dressed that got his face burnt, like,
Yes.
or maybe bad guy, not got bad guy, but kind of bad guy sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, like, that whole intro of him in the season finale smelled to me like a comic book villain transformation or hero transformation. You know, like he was
Oh God, what it was
transforming.
so cool at the end when he goes and like puts the new suit on and grabs the
Right.
new like pimp stick. Oh, so good.
Right. Like the pimp stick, and then like you finally have this vision of him, red suit, pimp stick, half burnt face, kind of creepy eyeball. I'm like, I am sure this is a comics reference that is making people piss their pants.
Yeah.
And I wonder what it is.
Yeah.
But
I know, and just think, we could get, like, Professor X, like, could guest star on the show.
That would be
as, like,
awesome.
His dad.
I feel like we've seen X on the show, but...
I know. Come on. So what does he say when he's, like, talking like him? Come on. Something like, give me some sugar. Yeah.
Yes, and he did it with the British accent.
Yes.
So.
He's so... So good in this role. God almighty, so good.
And then when he went back, I thought we were going to get a Professor X thing. Because, like, when they were all in his head and he worked his way out, like, getting rid of Farouk until he became a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, as a baby he was going to look up and see, like, his parents or something.
Yeah.
But no.
No, and then it ends on such a, like, ah! Because you did watch it through the post credits, right?
No.
You didn't watch the post-credits scene?
Did I?
Or mid-credits or whatever?
I don't remember a mid-credits, post-credits scene. Probably not.
With him and Sid standing there?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to go watch it. I'm not going to tell you.
You can't tell me?
I'm not going to tell you. I want you to watch it.
Oh my god. Turning on my TV right now.
You've got to watch it till the end. It's a little... And then you'll be like, oh, I watched that. I thought you were talking about something else.
Maybe I did. Because maybe I did.
I'm going to run a poll.
What
surely
kind of poll?
You did. I had to tell my sister. I was like...
We ran a poll today. Or, you know, whatever day that this actually ends up getting posted.
I did. I ran a poll today. Because apparently people still don't know what So Dead means. But I'm giving up, people. I'm just giving up on that. I'm running a poll that says, how did the Defenders teaser make you feel? So alive. Right now it's at 74%. Duh, people. Duh. Okay. But that's boring. So dead. 9%. What are feelings? 3%. And punches poll in the face. 14%. Boring, people. So alive is so boring. But I'm going to run a poll and go, I'm going to ask people what is on Matt's head.
Yes. What is on Matt's head?
What is on Matt's head?
And by the time this is uploaded, that poll is way over. But still, if you missed the poll, feel free to tweet at us and let us know what you think.
Oh, God, this grainy fucking security cam footage. It's the weirdest thing tied around his head. I honestly, God, don't know what the fuck that is. Like some random, like, piece of cloth.
I either think it's one of Luke's t-shirts or it's Jessica's scarf. What we need to come up with is something of Danny's that it could be.
Bless it. Poor Danny.
Is it Danny's
he looks
gym
so...
towel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So when I go into Legion, it's like, you never finished this episode, you idiot.
See?
Can you hear that?
I'm listening.
Fast forwarding. There's lots of credits.
Oh. It's so exciting. Yeah, because they like to play music all the way through the end. Ooh, iZombie is back tonight, people. Yay, iZombie. Woohoo.
This is our musical interlude part of the podcast.
Sorry.
Shelby, that is not music.
Huh?
That was not music.
That's what?
I said this was the musical interlude
Sorry.
Part of the podcast, and you're all like, cough,
Sorry.
Cough. All right, so this is the after credit scene.
Some fucked up happens. Did you see it yet?
I'm watching.
No. Okay.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I told you something fucked up happens. I can't believe you didn't watch it till the end.
No. No, I didn't expect an after credit scene. What the fuck?
I know, they have him.
What the fuck? I am so confused. Now I understand why everybody was so confused.
Yeah, because you know, like, during, like, right before, like, the big fight, like, I think breaks out, the guy says, like, send in the thing. You know,
send in
the whatever.
Like, send in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Now I feel like an idiot, because I've even been chiming in. People are like, I'm so confused. And I'm like, why are you confused? It all makes sense. It all ended up, it all wrapped up nicely. And they're all just like, you're on crack. Why didn't somebody say, oh, you didn't watch the after credit scene?
See, that's what I'm here for.
Dear humanity, you failed me.
The internet failed you.
The internet failed me. Particularly that one Facebook friend. That one Facebook friend. Just like, why the fuck didn't you just say, oh, you didn't watch the after credit scene?
Yeah, you get, they're tricky like that. It's tricky. But we always pretty much watch it to the end because we do like the songs that they're playing. Yeah, this is what somebody else said again. It's likely that the cloth on the face of Matt Murdock is the scarf from Jessica Jones. Well, that makes sexy time in the elevator all the more likely.
Okay. Well, that is a lot of podcasting for one night, even though
it's that is a lot
bloated twice.
That's, yeah, we did break it up so people can, you know,
right. I mean, I don't like doing like a 2-hour podcast because that's a lot.
But yeah, hopefully we're going to do a lot of like fun things and have fun people on in the future.
Oh my
so,
gosh, yes, we're trying to cook up exciting things.
Because we have 135 days to get ready for Defenders. Oh my god. It'll be here before you know it, too. It seems like so far. Months, but it'll be here. Yeah. It'll be here before we know.
Yeah.
It's not 6 months. I can't do math, but whatever.
And I have to stop joking about our 12 listeners because... We are getting like a steady group of like all of 15 listeners.
That's cool. So, hey, we're on the up. We never like acted like that our world takeover was going to be fast and furious.
Right.
We're all about this. I think we have said before, we're all about the slow burn of a takeover.
So to all consistent 15 listeners, we appreciate you a lot.
We're like the iron fist of taking over.
Yeah, slow burn. But when we get to that like last third of the season,
and then we get glowy and poof, there we go.
And so many hand ninjas, just all the hand ninjas. It turns out Shelby and I are actually our own little branch of the hand.
We're not part of. Now, we're not part of Rand Hand, the hand that's in Rand. We are not part of Woke Hand.
We aren't part of Rooftop Ninja Hand. We aren't Nobu's Hand. We aren't Elektra's Hand. We are the Super Hand.
That's right.
The Super Late Hand. We show up in Daredevil Season 43.
We're the hand that goes, boy, bye. That one. That hand. Bye. And
on that note, we'll talk to everybody some other time.
About some other crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, people.
Bye.